Hey there, darling. I couldn't help but notice you walking through the aisles of the store. The way you look around, eyes wide. It's like you've never seen a dildo or a cock sleeve before, have you? Is this your first time at an adult toy store? Don't lie. It's obvious. The way you tiptoe through the aisles, trying to stay as subtle as possible, trying not to draw attention to yourself. I'll admit you're pretty difficult to read, mainly because your reaction to every single product on the shelf was a mix of shock and awe or bewilderment. You looked so overwhelmed by every single thing, I couldn't even figure out if you were interested in it or just appalled by it. You look pretty young, but you need an ID to even step in here. So you're definitely older than you look, but your reactions are like some nervous teenager. Are you just a late bloomer? Definitely a virgin, right? It's fine. Don't feel bad about that. It's pretty cute. How could I tell? Honey, it's obvious. I was the one standing next to you when you picked up the vibrator on display. You nearly jumped 5 feet when it turned on, and it took you quite a few tries to figure out how to switch it off. And you knocked over a bunch of the boxes in the process. As inconspicuous as you were trying to be, I think everyone else noticed that. It was pretty funny and cute in a way. What did you think, though? About the vibrator. What did you think? Was it what you imagined they'd be like? Did it feel nice in your hands? Think it would feel nice pressed against or inside you? Or how about those dildos? Are they bigger than you imagined? Can you even fathom how you'd get that into Oh, I'm just teasing you, dear. But I'll keep teasing you if you like. I'd be happy to show you around. You can follow me if you'd like. Oh, you do want me to show you around? How cute. Since you're a virgin, if you wanted to try any penetrative toys, they sell a set here. It's a variety of sizes. You've got to start small, but you can slowly, slowly stretch yourself further to fit something bigger. There are different shapes too. Smooth to glide in and out, in and out, in and out with little resistance. Or ones with ridges to sort of pop in and out, entering you one by one. Or curved ones that can press right into a wonderfully sensitive spot inside of you, making your toes curl in ecstasy. And oh, so many more. Of course, there are dildos, so you can pleasure yourself in your own private time when you're alone. You can push them inside of you, just imagining that it's someone you like, easing the tip of the head in after teasing yourself with it. Get it drenched with lube and slowly push it inside, in and out, In and out. In and out. Thrusting it in so slowly at first, then faster, faster, faster. Fucking yourself with it on your bed while you writhe on your sheets. But you can use them in other ways too. Put it between your thighs and grind against it. Stroke yourself against the length of it so slowly to tease yourself. Slow, long strokes. Slow, long strokes. Grinding against it while you get dripping wet all over it. Rocking your hips back and forth. Back and forth while you slide it against you from head to base. Put it in your mouth and suck on it, pulling it in and out, in and out. I'm sure someone like you could use the practice, right? Now, look over here. These harnesses are for strap-ons. Do you know what those are? You or your partner can wear them and do all sorts of fun things. Just imagine me behind you wearing one of these, pressing you up against a wall while I rock my hips against your cute little ass, pressing the tip of this strap on against your entrance. I could just tease you with it while you wait impatiently for me to put it in and start thrusting into you while you beg for more, more, more. Oh, I could edge you for hours, or I could just take you with it and pound into you over and over and over, deeper and deeper, thrusting faster and faster while you beg and beg and... Oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't help it. Oh, you're just too cute. Let's keep going. Over here, there's a lot. There's rope, handcuffs, masks, blindfolds, spreader bars. Oh? You don't know what the spreader bar is? Oh, you poor naive thing. That's fine. You see those straps near the ends? You put those on your ankles, and it keeps your legs spread open, which gives me full access to everything down there, making it so you struggle to resist. I'd be able to touch and tease you however I want. And if we add a blindfold and handcuffs to the mix, well, you'd be entirely at my mercy. Just imagine your arms above your head being handcuffed to your bed frame. Your legs spread open wide to me, being totally unable to see through that cozy little blindfold. My hands grazing through your hair, down your face, your neck, rubbing your chest and your sides while your arms are completely useless to stop me. Gliding further down your stomach, your hips, between your legs that you can't close together in resistance. Stroking you, massaging you, pumping you, tickling at your entrance, rubbing all your sensitive spots. Slowly at first, but getting faster and faster. faster and faster, all while you just squirm underneath me, whimpering, pleading, begging, moaning. And this here on the shelf, this is a gag, which I'd put in your noisy little mouth so you could only give me cute, muffled little moans. Oh, I can hear it in my head already. So cute and needy and miserable while I tease you. I could loosen you up, stretch you out with those trainer plugs, push a vibrator inside you and drive you absolutely wild. Or pop, pop, pop some beads into you and demand you try to push them out on your own. Or use a strap-on to thrust into you, agonizingly slow while you beg for me to go faster. Maybe I could buy one that vibrates. Can you imagine how that would feel? How good it would be, buzzing inside you while I thrust in and out, over and over and over. Oh my god, you should see your face. It's so red. Holy shit, you poor thing. I'm sorry, am I going into too much detail? I just want to tell you about a handful of possibilities these types of items might have. You looked just so overwhelmed earlier. I'm trying to be helpful, but I think I might be making you even more flustered. I can stop if you want. I'm sorry if I made you uncomfortable. No? Keep going. My. For being so shy and naive, I'm glad that you're enthusiastic about this. Oh, alright. Well, to be honest, it would take us weeks to go through every item and every possible scenario it could be used for. Months, even. So, let's see. What can I explain pretty quickly, since I don't know how much longer we have until this place closes? There are lubes, some are flavored, some make you feel cool or tingly, and condoms, of course, which also have different flavors. Some have ribbing or textures on them. The Hitachi wand is a classic. You've never heard of it? Do you live under a rock? Okay. Long story short, it's great for stimulation, especially on the sensitive parts, like the head of the cock or clit, like a vibrator. Let's see. What else? More BDSM stuff, more dildos, vibrators. I think we covered the basics. I'm sure you have a ton of questions, so if you want, tell you what. Since you're just terribly adorable, why don't you tell me what item interested you the most? And I'll buy it for you, and I can give you some personal training on the ways it can be used. Yeah? All right, go for it. I just hope I don't pick something that's like $1,000. Oh, my. That's certainly an interesting choice, dear. No, not bad at all. I love it. We'll have some fun with this one. Just looking at the way you're moving, I can tell you're excited already. I think my teasing you earlier got you pretty turned on. Just try to keep that pent-up energy in long enough to get back to my place. Yeah? Good, darling. Stay good, and I'll be sure to take very good care of you once we get there. Let's just check out with this, and I'll meet you there. Okay, darling? Looks like you've managed to keep yourself contained on the way over here. Good job, darling. As fun as it would be to just keep teasing you like this and watch you just lose yourself right here, we did buy this after all. So, we might as well use it. Well, can you open the packaging? You poor thing. Can't even focus on your fingers to get that open. All right, here, give it to me. You do have to wait a moment while I wash this off, just to be safe. Gotta stay safe and hygienic. All right. Sorry to keep you waiting. I know you're just dying to get into all this. So, just get comfortable and we can get started. But before I do, was there any specific way you want me to use this on you? I like that idea. For a virgin, you're pretty ambitious, though. Are you sure you can take it? Oh, of course you'd say that, darling. Don't worry, I'll take good care of you. How about you go ahead and lie down? Just relax, get comfortable, let me take care of you. Do you want me to take your clothes off? I won't be able to do anything to you with this toy when you're still wearing pants. Oh, so eager. Careful now. It's very cute. All right. Comfortable? Good. How about I just crawl up onto the bed with you. I'll sit here. Spread your legs for me, dear. Good. Now, I'm going to run my hands up your legs, gently feeling your skin. Just relax. You're so tense. Don't worry, I'll take good care of you. There we go. Very good. Look at your thighs. So gorgeous. I want to just lean down and bite them. You like that? I'm glad. We're figuring things out, seeing what you like, taking it slow. Somebody's impatient. You want me to touch you here between your legs? looks like you enjoy that. Hey, I want you to do something for me. Reach over to that bedside table and open the drawer. There should be a bottle of lube in there. Hand it to me. Thank you. I just want to make sure this feels good. Now, I'm going to reach down and press my fingers right here. Gold? Don't worry. It'll warm up. Oh, look at how cute you are. Legs spread, cheeks flushed, so eager and needy for me to touch you. Adorable. Gentle, gentle. Don't buck your hips so much. We're easing into it. Let me just tease you. Just a little bit. We'll start with one finger, okay? The toy you picked is certainly ambitious for someone of your experience. Feels okay? Doesn't hurt? Good. Now, I'm going to keep prepping you, taking it slow, making sure that you're absolutely ready. You're doing so well, breathing so heavily. Think you're ready for another? Oh, such confidence. All right, let me slide in a second finger. Gently now, gently. Ooh, wow. Oh, you're so sexy like this, under me and writhing in pleasure. And this is only from two fingers. Oh, I can't wait to see you stretched wide open with this toy. Oh, good job. You're taking my fingers so well, so eagerly. Oh, fuck. Keep your hips still, baby. Let me keep going. Let me keep taking care of you. Oh. Now that's a sight. I'm gonna speed up a little bit, okay? Do you want me to? Good. Oh. Look at you. Writhing and bucking and trying so hard to get more. Well, I think you might be ready for it. Do you? Oh, the look on your face says it all. You didn't even have to shout as loudly as you did. Yes, you say, with such a cute whine at the end, I can hardly stand it. How could I refuse? Okay. Your eyes got so wide when I slipped my fingers out of you and grabbed the toy. Someone's very excited for what comes next. Lightly touching you with it, trailing the tip over your thighs, between your legs, pressing it up against your entrance. That little shudder. So cute. Now, I'm going to just... Oh my God. Oh, it slid in so easily. Oh, good. You're so relaxed. Perfect. Spread your legs a little wider for me. Let me scoot up just a bit. Just a little bit. Oh, hang on. Let me get a little more lube. Dear, more lube is always good. Keeps things nice and slick. Absolutely dripping. It's just good practice. I'm gonna start moving now. Okay? Think you can handle it? That's what I thought. I'll go slow. Don't worry. Oh, look at you, panting and moaning so much. I'm not even fucking you properly, and you already look so close. Do you want faster? Harder? Oh, if you keep begging like that, then I have no choice but to oblige. Oh, you bucked your hips. So desperate. I love it. Love how cute and needy you are. Keep begging for me. Keep writhing under me as I just... Oh, so good. So good for me. Oh, I want you to feel comfortable. I want you to feel good, relaxed, happy, safe, all of the above. I want you to come for me all over this toy. You think you can do that for me? Can my cute little virgin come for me? I want you to. Oh, fuck you right through it, keeping you moaning and squirming until you can't stand it. You're close. Yeah. Oh, come on then. Come for me. I know you want to, darling. Let it go. I know you can do it. Oh, come on. Yes. Good job. No, scratch that. Amazing job. Beautiful. Look at you, lying back on my bed, completely fucked out of your mind. So gorgeous. Perfection. Here. Let me just take this out and, I'll clean it in a minute. You look tired. Come here. Snuggle up. Yes, that's right. Let me hold you. Come here. You're still shaking. That good, huh? Yes, I remember my first too. It's certainly something, isn't it? Why don't you just spend the night? You're clearly not going anywhere with these jelly legs of yours. I'll even cook you something in the morning. How does that sound? You deserve it for taking that toy so well, especially for a virgin. Flattery. Well, I'm glad to hear that you think I did something good for you. Now, why don't you get some shut-eye? I can see that you're about to fall asleep right now as I speak. Go on. Just relax. Soak in the afterglow and Let it wash you away. You've got a lot to look forward to tomorrow.